B'tachan for Life, Shir 1203, Thursday, Parshas Mitzayra. We are explaining a foundational concept that we see by Parah Aduma. When we follow a chayk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we bend our logic, when we follow what the Rabbeinu Shalom says, even though it's contrary to the way we perceive it, that is Chayim, that is Tahara, that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, our perception is essentially a separation between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom, like we explained when we discussed Adal Yada by Purim. The way we perceive the world, even though we're supposed to act upon our logic, that's how the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to act. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come even closer and get a glimpse of His world, get a glimpse of the way the Rabbeinu Shalom views things, which is the opposite of us. Completely spiritual, totally removed from this world. When a person brings a Parah Aduma and he follows the chayik of the Rabbeinu Shalom, he gets Tahara. He pulls himself away from Misa. Because Misa is separation from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Tahara is following HaKadosh Baruch Hu blindly. That is how Parah Aduma operates. We don't understand it, but the fact that we don't understand it is the reason why it works. Now let's take it back to Rabbeinu Yonah. A person has to realize that when there's a very, very serious tzara, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and he feels far from the Rabbeinu Shalom, he has to understand that what he's seeing is something that to him makes no sense. If it makes no sense to you, you should understand that it's a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava. It's something that the Rabbeinu Shalom understands, and we can't understand it. We're not always zeicha to get a glimpse into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach of thought, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, so to speak. But when the Rabbeinu Shalom puts us in a circumstance, Rachmana Litzlan, that we don't want to be in, and to us it makes no sense, or we see somebody else in a difficult circumstance, stop and realize you are seeing Machsheves Hashem. You know the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Baal Chesed. You know the Rabbeinu Shalom has endless love, and yet still he's doing this. You're getting a glimpse into something that's very deep. You're getting a glimpse into the essence of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the world. Ki loy machshava yisai machshava yiseichem. The Rabbeinu Shalom tells us, don't think that I think like you. I have a different way of thinking. Generally, I let you understand. Generally, I give you a little bit of a glimpse. But sometimes I show you the depths of my machshavas. I show you something that to you makes absolutely no sense. When you accept it, when you realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom did it, and it's l'teiva, that will be the source of the Yeshua. Because what seems to be the furthest, what seems to be the most difficult, is really the greatest demonstration of Ahava. It's a representation of Machshavas Hashem, which is only Chesed, which is only Ahava. And therefore, what to us seems to be the most difficult Sara is really the most powerful Chesed. It's really a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava, which is only Chesed, which is only Rachamim. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's Kael Malei Rachamim. And this is the concept that we're trying to understand, that we're trying to internalize from Rabbeinu Yonah. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, continue this idea.